This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Orange and Blue Bloods, hosted by EJ Stewart and Tommy Beer. Let's get to it, New York.
It's a race to the finish, as Knicks have just 10 games remaining in the regular season. So we thought it's a great time to take another in-depth look at the standings and where they sit right now. So the Knicks currently in the fifth spot in the Eastern Conference, a game and a half up on the Nets, who are in sixth, three games up on the Miami Heat, who are currently in that dreaded seventh spot, which means that you are in the play-in tournament. That is a spot that teams are trying to avoid if they can. Now, all three of these teams have relatively easy paths to the finish line here in the regular season. The Knicks have the 22nd toughest schedule remaining in the regular season. The Nets have the 23rd toughest schedule, and the Miami Heat have the 29th toughest schedule. So it's not like these teams will have necessarily a lot of difficult games coming here down the stretch. On the flip side, New York is also just two games behind Cleveland for that fourth spot, which means they could get home field advantage in the first round if they're able to catch Cleveland and pass them. Cleveland, for an important note here, they have the easiest schedule left in the NBA schedule. So Knicks two games back. Cleveland somewhat in distance, but Cleveland has the easiest schedule in terms of opponents' winning percentage moving forward here. So that's an important detail in terms of the Knicks' chances of getting to that fourth spot. So before we talk about the pie in the sky hope for the fourth seed, when you look at these 10 games the Knicks have left, how many do you think they need to win to secure the fifth spot, and how many do you think they need to win to avoid the play-in?
Yeah, I think there are two games that are obviously the most important. Those are the two games against the Heat. They play at Miami next Wednesday, and then they host Miami the following Wednesday, March 29th. So those are the two most important games of their next six. I think that'll kind of determine, if the Knicks can win that first game in Miami, that should, assuming they take care of business in the next couple of games, could put them four and a half games up on the Heat, with what, six or seven games remaining on the schedule, would be seemingly insurmountable. So if they can get both of those, they will have essentially clinched a playoff spot, whether that's five or six, which is obviously very important. And then you have to look at the Nets. Nets just lost last night. The Knicks have a nice little one and a half game lead. We'll see kind of how things play out. But I would say it looks like they have 11 games left, actually.
Yes, 11. Yeah.
Yeah, 11. So I'd say 7-4. If they go 7-4, I think that should be enough to hold on to the five seed. Tibbs, I'm sure, wants to go 11-0, would be closer to 8-3 or 9-2. I think if they, 6-5 would be a little bit dicey, make Knicks fans sweat. I think if they go 7-4, that should probably be able to hold off the Nets. And if they beat the Heat in one of those two games, that should obviously, no matter what the Heat do, should be enough to hold off the Heat. And then it gets interesting with Cleveland. It'll be very interesting to see if they're within a game or two. They play the Cavs in Cleveland the final day in March. They have four games remaining after that game. So if they're within, let's say, two games, if they're, where how it currently stands, win that game, get within a game, then you make things interesting in terms of how things would play out over the rest of the season, because the Knicks have won two of the three they've played against Cleveland thus far this season. If they would win that one, they would control the tiebreaker. So then you would just need to tie the Cavs.
Yeah.
That would be quite interesting. There was also a report, I forget where it was, but I saw it on Twitter, that the Cavs internal dialogue is they're hoping that the Nets jump up to 5 seed and pass the Knicks. So because they'd rather play Brooklyn than New York in round one, which makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, Nets are a team that has been a little up and down since the trade, but they've had some really good moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't have necessarily the, you know, established stars that Knicks have right now. And it's crazy to say Knicks have established stars, but the way Randle and Brunson have played, like, that's what you have to call them now. Bridges is averaging 26 points a game since he joined the Brooklyn Nets. He's had some monster games for them, but this would be his first go-around as a number one option in the playoffs, playing for a whole different team, a team that's still trying to gel as they get closer to that postseason. So I think if you're Cleveland, that would make sense to want to play against the Nets as opposed to the Knicks. So, yes, you're right. I kept saying 10, but yes, they have 11 games left in the Knicks. I think, you know, I think 7-3, you're definitely, 7-4, I think you're definitely probably locked into that fifth spot. I think playing above 500, I think, will be probably the floor in terms of making sure you secure the sixth seed. You do have a game and a half up on Nets, and that's what have to essentially win. I guess they have 12 games left, so I guess they have to win 8 in order to pass the Knicks. Do I think Nets go on 8-4 in this schedule? They could, but and you know, who knows? These are going to be games where they have some easy ones here, but they also got some teams that do have some playoff seeding on the line. You mentioned the Cavs. You mentioned Philly. They got that game against Denver as well. So I think the Nets, that's definitely not their ceiling, 8 games, but I think 8 games would be, you know, a great result for them here. And they would need Knicks to essentially win only 6 down the stretch to make that a reality for them. They also have the tiebreaker over Knicks, so they don't need to get, you know, ahead of the Knicks in the standings to get that fifth spot. And for the Heat, I think the Heat, I'm just not as, like, they got these 2 games against Knicks, so that is very important. You cannot lose those games. But the Heat have been so uneven, and they've played so disinterested at times. And that loss they had against the Orlando Magic in Orlando last week, unacceptable. I mean, they've had a lot of these losses of late. And part of me feels like even if they find a way to beat the Knicks twice, like, they'll find a way to blow one of these games to Detroit, one of these games to the Orlando Magic again, who they do have one more time, or they'll lose to the Wizards, and they'll find themselves right back where they don't want to be, which is in the play-in. So I'm kind of all out on the Heat in regards to their chances of catching at least the Knicks. Could they catch Brooklyn? They're a little closer than them, maybe. But I'd be surprised if the Knicks fell off that much to where the Heat were able to pass them and the Knicks couldn't even secure a top 6 spot here. I think when you look at the 4 seed, I think it'll be interesting because you mentioned that the Knicks do have a game against Cleveland. So that gives them a little bit of an advantage. I think looking at the way the schedule is and how easy things are for Cleveland moving forward, that would kind of give me less optimism that the Knicks can catch them. But having that game against Cleveland, if the Knicks play really well here in these last few games, like, who knows where you are at that point. And then when you get to a race to the finish, those last weeks of the season are interesting. And that's why sometimes even the strength of schedule moving forward can be a little deceiving, because some teams may have a great record, but maybe locked into a 1 seed or locked into a 2 seed, or teams that are actually trying to avoid certain matchups that they don't mind losing a certain game. So things can get funky. You know, teams that maybe you would think, okay, this is actually a tough game for the Knicks, maybe it won't actually be all that tough when they play them, you know? So it's a lot of different ways this thing can go. But I think the Knicks are in good shape to at least find a way to keep themselves out of the play-in. I think they got an outside shot still of trying to get that 4th seed. Do you feel like the Knicks, and this sounds crazy, but I'm going to ask it, because considering how they played at home, should they want the 4th seed? The Knicks are one of the best road teams in the NBA. They're tied for the most road wins in the league. Like, is there a scenario where you say, hey, maybe it would be great to actually start this season series on the road? And if you got to play one game on the road, the Knicks have shown they've been much better on the road at home than at home.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think for that reason, they shouldn't destroy themselves and go all out and, you know, pedal right to the metal. But I think if you have an option, you take the you take the 4 seed, just because, you know, have quarter advantage. Yeah, been successful on the road, but the Garden in a playoff game is a bit of a different beast. You know, it's, you know, I think a lot of that home record has to do with teams getting up to play at the Garden. It's their one time a year, whereas the Knicks kind of take it for granted. Nobody on that Knicks court is going to, you know, take a playoff game one of a first round playoff series. Granted, you know, they're not going to come out more amped. So I think you you don't want to place too much importance on that. But again, you know, falling to that five seed, you know, not even falling, but getting the five seed is not the worst thing, because if you start on the road and if the Knicks were to ever win one of those first two games in Cleveland, let's say, that would make things very exciting for game three back in the Garden.
Yeah, I think that you said it best. Like, I think that, you know, I would still gladly take the four seed and get that home field advantage. But you're right. I think when it comes to prioritizing what are the priorities for the Knicks, I don't know if the four seed is a top priority. To me, it's one, avoid the play-in. That's the number one priority.
Yes.
And then and number two, it's try to keep that fifth spot. And then after that is third, then you say, okay, are we in the mix for the four seed? Then we'll try to get that. And that's why when we talk about resting guys, making sure some guys stay sharp, adding Deuce McBride to the rotation. Maybe it does, you know, add a loss or two to these last few games, but as long as it still keeps you outside the plan and keeps you in that five spot, then they need to take that route, because at the end of the day, it's about being as healthy and playing as well as you can at the most important time. So they could go pedal to the metal in these last 11 games, but they got no gas, or Jalen Brunson's out, God forbid, or one of these other guys gets hurt because they're playing too many minutes because they were trying to get the four seed, like, that would be a absolute disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.